With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Qatar says gas shipments are being affected by Houthi assaults as U.S. flag vessels are attacked off Yemen. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
One of the world's top exporters of liquefied natural gas is warning that its deliveries have been affected by ongoing attacks by Yemen's Houthi rebels on shipping over Israel's war on Hamas in the Gaza Strip. The statement by Qatar Energy comes as an explosion struck near two U.S. flagged vessels on Wednesday, traveling through a crucial strait near Yemen. The British military says no damage or injuries have been reported, and no group has claimed responsibility for the attack, but suspicion has fallen on the Houthis. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Also at SRNnews.com, eBay joins other tech companies in announcing more job cuts. Lisa Dwyer has more.
Online retailer eBay Inc. will cut about 1,000 jobs, or an estimated 9% of its full-time workforce. The company says the number of employees and costs have exceeded how much the business is growing in a slowing economy. It's the latest tech company to roll out a series of layoffs after quickly ramping up hiring during COVID-19. Other tech companies with job cuts include Spotify, Microsoft, Meta, and IBM. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Los Angeles Times is announcing mass layoffs as it cuts about a quarter of its staff. California's largest daily paper is laying off 115 people from its newsroom. The restaurant industry is bouncing back after COVID. According to a recent report from Yelp, more than 53,000 restaurants opened last year. That's an increase from 2022 and 2019. 2023 was the first time the industry saw more restaurant openings than pre-pandemic levels. This is SRN News. The repeal of Roe v. Wade was a big victory, but one pro-life leader says the movement still has a lot of work to do.
After the Dobbs decision came down, well, the pro-life movement was found without an adequate strategy to translate that into winning political action. And so, quite frankly, we have lost battle after battle, even in unexpected places like the state of Kentucky.
Dr. Albert Mohler of the Southern Baptist Convention.
Our challenge in defending the sanctity and dignity of every single human life, including life in the womb, that may turn out to be, indeed, right now, looks as if it is a far greater challenge than we thought just a matter of 2 or 3 years ago. But we must remain undaunted because this is the challenge to which we are called.
2024 may turn out to be a critical year in the abortion battle, with several states putting the question to a vote of the people. You can hear more from Dr. Mohler at albertmohler.com. This is SRN News. China's central bank says they're cutting bank reserve requirements.
It's an announcement Chinese officials would normally give in a written statement, not a news conference. Peng Gongsheng, governor of the People's Bank of China, says they plan to reduce the ratio of reserves that banks must keep on hand by 0.5% in early February. That could inject about $141 billion back into circulation. He says China's government will also issue a policy on lending to help property developers. In China, regulators are grappling with an opposite problem from the Federal Reserve, a risk that weak demand will cause prices to spiral lower. I'm Jennifer King.
Arizona Republican Party Chairman Jeff DeWitt resigns after he could be heard in a leaked recording offering a job and asking U.S. Senate candidate Carrie Lake to name a price that would keep her out of politics. And California may soon require speed governors that would limit vehicles from accelerating 10 miles an hour faster than the speed limit. More at SRNnews.com.